Okay. Baruch Hashem, it's started. Great to be back. And well, a couple of months ago, we discussed Avas Hashem, Parshas Lech Lecha, but we never got to discuss Yiras Hashem and Yiras Shemayim. So I thought maybe this week of Kriyas Yamsuf, this week of reaching the highest heights of nationally that we reach, Raza Shivcha Layam Mashalara Yecheskel Ben Buzi, what we're supposed to relive every day when we say Az Yashir, I thought maybe we'd talk about the great levels that we're supposed to reach in this area as well, Yiras Hashem, which is a crucial part of our life. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph that Yiras Hashem is really, we have to define what that is, Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem, we're not being machalic right now, is really the linchpin that holds everything together. It's really the part of our life that we do a lot of mitzvos, and we try to not just do mitzvos. There are mitzvos of dibur, there are mitzvos of maisa, there are mitzvos of hargasha, there are mitzvos of emuna. But the Gemara says that Yirat Shamayim is the silo, is the storage room, which everything else, all Torah goes into. Right? That's the Gemara, it's the famous Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the questions that we're going to be asked, the six questions that we're going to be asked in the future. B'shah Shemachitz Ratzam Odin, Nasad Ratzatah Emuna, Kavati Tumat Torah, right? The Seven Sadat for Torah, Tzakta Peri Verivya, Tzibisil Yeshua, all the different questions. But then the Gemara says, a less famous part of the question, Afilu Hachi, Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. If Yiras Hashem is the Otsar, is the what holds it together, in then great. Ilo lo. If there's no Yirat Shamayim, so then, you know, it's not going to be held together. Mashal Adam Sharmal Shlucha, like a person who says to a shliach, Halali Kurchitim Aliyah, please bring me up a kur of wheat to the attic to store it there. Halach Vahalalo, and he brought it up. Amarloi, Rapta Li Bohen Kab Chomtin. Did he put a little Chomtin in? Chomtin must be something that keeps the wheat dry and fresh. So he says, no, I did it. He says, so Mutav Em Lo Helit. So it's better, it's not going to last. The Gemara says, Yiras Shamayim is something that holds all of the rest of our life together. So the question is, what does that mean? What does Hashem want from us? Yiras Shamayim. It's one of the six mitzvos that are constant. One of the six mitzvos tmidios. One of the constant mitzvos. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem. We've never had a shir on Yichud Hashem. We have to have that on the list. And Lo Sasuru that we did a little bit last year. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Look at the next line. Amar Rav Rav Huna, Kol Adam Sheyesh Bo Torah Ve'Eibo Yiras Shamayim, Dom LeGizbar, SheMasru Lo Maftechos HaPnimios, VaMaftechos HaChitzonios Lo Masru Lo. So the Torah is inside, but how do you get there? You have to get there through Yiras Shamayim. So if you have the key to the inside, but you don't have the key to the outside, right, it's not going to help you. Right? If you didn't bring the key to the front door, but you have the key to the closet, it's still not going to help you. Right? So... This is the outdoor, outside key. So what exactly does it mean for us in a Lamaisa level? Okay. Avraham Avinu reached this level after the Akedah, which means it's not so simple to get there. Right, remember the Pasuk says, by the Akedah, Ata Yadati, Pasuk in source number 3, Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata. Now I know that you're a Yirei Elokim. Is the Akedah the ultimate Yirei Elokim? Revolbi says that was somehow Shlemus of the Avoda. But what exactly does Yiras Shamayim mean? How do we work on it? Are there different definitions of it? And how do we put it more into our lives? That's the question. So as we'll see, three areas that we can work on, and then hopefully we'll end with a couple of strategies in terms of trying to put it into our lives more. Three types of Yira, three levels of Yira. So let's turn the page for a minute. The most basic level of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, again, different. Even those two words would have different connotations, is what's called Yiras HaOnash, the Yira of punishment, the Yira of fear, of getting, you know, punished by the all-powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how the Rambam writes it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Revius. To be scared. Not to think that there are no consequences about what we do in life. Fear God. This is not something that is so common to think about in our generation. It's not something that we focus on. It's not the way that we usually inspire ourselves or teenagers or anyone out there, but it is a level that we have to be aware of. There's a level we have to be aware of. There's a concept called Tzchar V'Onash. It's one of the Yesodos HaEmuna. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch writes this as well, in Taf Lamed Beis, in the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Lios Yiras Hashem Apaneinu Tamila Vilti Nechata, to know that, if we violate, there are rules in life. There are rules in life. And if somebody's playing a game, if they commit a foul, you're going to get called for it. Right, if you get a penalty, it's going to hurt you and it's going to hurt your team. Right, and sometimes there are mistakes made, but this is the game of life. Kadosh Baruch Hu also has rules, right? And just like any game that's created has their rules, and you can't violate, and you can't be offsides, and you can't do whatever you want and make up your own rules. So too the game of life that Kadosh Baruch Hu makes us all players in. And we are our own managers, and we are our own coaches. We have to try to make the best decisions that we can. We can ask for help. We could, but that is the most basic level. What's called Yiras HaOnesh. Shorash HaMitzvah says the Chinuch b'Yiras Hashem Nigla l'chol roi Hashemesh ki Hashmira gedolam anachetu Yiras Onsho. Right, and this is one of the mitzvahs Tmidios, and this is one of the Yisodos HaEmuna. Right, if we generalize it a little bit. Because just going through life about thinking like, oh, if I do this, I'm going to get always zapped. That might not be so inspirational or constructive. Maybe if we learned in Navardic, maybe it worked a little better. But in our day and age, it doesn't really work so well just to have the scary approach, but to generalize it a little bit. There's a concept of Tzchar V'Onesh. And not just to think about the Onesh side of it, but the Tzchar side of it. And that's what the Rambam and the Sefer Yekarim, they both write. This is one of the Yesodos HaEmuna that we know we believe in. My Yesod HaAchadasar says the Rambam 11 out of 13. The Rambam says, Shehu Yisalim Mishalim Gemulto L'mishav Kai Mitzvot HaTorah. We get Tzchar. Umanish Misha Over Alas Arosea. And punish, that's the second half. V'shekemu V'la Gadu Olam Abav On Shor HaChamer HaKaris. So this is one of the Yesodos HaEmuna, right? We say this in the Ani Mamins, right? In the end of Yigdal. What's the line in Yigdal? Talks about this? What? Right, so it's in Yigdal. And this is Yesod number one, and Yira definition number one is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And there are penalties. There are penalties and there are fouls and there are rewards. There are rewards. But that is the first aspect of Yiras Shamayim. The Sefer Yikarim also mentioned this before that
I'm sorry, there's a new member of Camp Yavne, Ziyamo Kringo.
Hi.
From South Africa. Oh. We did it for a day and just came out. We did this. The first thing he's doing in
Camp Yavne. Oh, wow. Oh, good. We have Ragalach. We have Ragalach from Beit Shemesh.
We have Sharon enjoying this year.
Yes.
And we'll meet the Sefer Yikarim.
Thank you.
Welcome. Rabbi, would you mind having to send the Beit Shemesh? Would you mind just taking it back from the end of this year?
Sure.
And they'll come pick,
and they'll come pick it up. That's fine. Okay, wow. Shemesh. What an easy missile. Okay.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, we're talking about Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim. So the first category is Yiras HaOnesh, the Yira of punishment. And the Sefer Yikarim, as we mentioned, the Rambam has his 13 principles of faith, but the Sefer Yikarim only has 3. But one of the 3 that the Yikarim has is the same as the Rambam, and that is Tzchar V'Onesh. Tzchar V'Onesh, that there are rules in life, and there are consequences in life. And that's what the Sefer Yikarim says in source number 9. The Sefer Yikarim believes in 3, not 13. Number 1, belief in God, Messias Hashem. Number 2, Tzchar V'Onesh. And number 3, Torah Menashe Mayim. So Tzchar V'Onesh is our Yisod. So aspect number 1 is Yiras HaOnesh. But that can't be everything. Because are we really supposed to think about life like a minefield? We're supposed to go through life thinking like, oh, what am I going to step on next? And mess up and be punished for. And Hashem doesn't zap me with lightning, but, you know, maybe in the future. Hashem doesn't want us to be scared through life. I mean, there are psukim like that. Ashri Adam Afachi Tumbid. Maybe there, again, in previous generations, that was more of a focus, and maybe it worked more, but just doesn't sound like so inspiring and uplifting for us just to walk around scared. And not only just instinctively, there are marmakomos that seem to give a very different impression. Different impression. Tosfos in Maseches Baba Basra, explaining the psukim in the Torah that describe Meiser Sheni. The Gemara describes that by Meiser Sheni, we used to go to Yerushalayim and be inspired, and it would lead us to Yerushalayim. And the Tosfos there says, those who, what we do last year, Psachim, 2 years ago, Baba Basra, Kibitzion Teitzei Torah, the Pasuk, the Tosfos says there on the top, Lefisha Haya Roeh Kedusha Gedola. V'koanim oskim bavoda. We used to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring our Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim and to bring our Karbanos. And we would go and we would look and we would see our Kohanim here. We would watch them doing the Avoda and we would be like, whoa, that's unbelievable. It would be naturally inspiring to watch the Kohanim and the Levim doing the Avoda. It would inspire me to Yerushalayim and Lomo Torah. That doesn't sound like something scary. That doesn't sound like I see a Kohen doing the Avoda and he's so medactic and careful. I'm like, wow. He knows if he does something wrong, he's Chayav Yisrael Shemayim. Wow. That's very inspiring. That's not the feeling that you get from the Psukim or from Tosfos. It sounds like it's positive, happy, exciting, fun, even. Kedashinu b'sifrilu until maliyira, that we learn to fear Hashem. But what is fear Hashem? It seems like it is something that is more inspirational. Shigulam oskim b'melecha shamayim u'ba'avoda gam ken liyira shamayim b'osek b'tarah. So maybe there must be something deeper. So again, number one is true, but that's level one, or area one. Yiras ha'onesh. Number two, second area. Let me just say another question before we get that kind of forces us to have at least a second level. We discussed months ago, but we know there's something called Avas Hashem, there's something called Yiras Hashem. And they're both mitzvos tmidios. And they both have to be working at the same time, then, if they're both constant mitzvos. If all Yira was about category one, Yiras Ha'onesh, it would be very hard to have that along with Ahava. Yiras Ha'onesh seems to be going in a different direction than Ahava. So maybe that also leads us to, once in a while, Yiras Ha'onesh is a good thing to focus on, but maybe there's another type of Yira that can work a little better with Ahava. And that is what's known as Yiras HaRomamos. Right? That's how it's known in the Svarim. If you look in the Smak, Sefer Mitzvah's Katan, one of the Bali Atosvas, where he talks about Yiras Hashem, Mitzvah 4, Mitzvah Dalid, Liras HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dechsiv, okay. Liro pirish yishlo liro shelo yavar al das kona. Umashe tzivahu lo bishvil da'agas peronos bovad. It's not just about focusing on the worry and the concern of getting punished. Ela afilu eino yare klau. Ubatua shelo yikava peronos. Even if I'm not scared at all, I know I'm doing the right thing. Even if I'm doing a mitzvah, while I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, there's still a concept of yira at that moment. Not that I'll mess up. Yesh lo liro ulechavin v'lidok shelo yachis melech gadol v'nora alav. The Sma seems to be hinting at, and we'll see b'feirah soon, I don't want to make Hashem upset. That's not onesh connected. That's not saying, oh, they're going to punish me. It's like a child with a parent. What if a child knows that a parent is not going to punish them? So a child is already older. They're not going to, like, take something away. But a child doesn't want to make a parent upset. Because they realize who the parent is. They realize the relationship. They realize that they want to be in awe of the parent. That's a different type of yira. Right, and that's what the Smak seems to be alluding to. I don't want to get the king upset. And this is what the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah. This Rambam we mentioned, is somebody on? We're good here? Somebody's on it? Okay. Is it open? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodiyat Torah tells us, we discussed this Rambam months ago, but now we come back to it. The Rambam says, how do you come to Avas Hashem? If you look at the world and you see how amazing the world is and all the constellations and how the sun and the moon and the animals and the plants and the human body and everything, it leads to Avas Hashem. But then the Rambam continues in that same halacha. Again, this top 10 Rambam in Mishnah Torah, right here. Yesodiyat Torah, base. Source 12. So the first three lines talk about Avas Hashem. But then, that's a subjective opinion. And when we think about these things themselves, when we think about the world and the human body and the godless, and it brings us to Avas Hashem, miyad, at this very same moment, hu nirta la'achorav, all of a sudden I jump back, conceptually. I know I'm a lowly ant. I'm a blip on the divine screen of the universe, of the universes, in terms of time. I think about the whole world, and I think about, I just got back from a trip. Wherever you go, there are people. Like I was in all these airports. It's just like there are thousands of people out there. It's just like I'm a tiny little one guy, you know, trying to get on the plane, trying to this, and there are thousands. The world is so big. And that was just a couple of airports. It's like how many people are going? I took a flight on a Motzei Shabbos on December 25th. From Philadelphia to Boston, I'm like, how many people are going Philadelphia to Boston on December 20th of the night? There wasn't an empty seat. It was full. I'm like, there's just like so many people. So I'm a tiny little nothing. I'm a tiny little blip. There are billions of people. But that should lead me to think about the awesomeness of the Creator, of the one who's keeping everything, the engine, keeping everything going. That's a different type of yira. Maybe that's Yiras Shamayim, different than Yiras Hashem. Maybe we'll get to that. But that's a Yira, that's maybe a different English word is more appropriate, not just fear, but awe. Right? Fear, maybe, of Onesh, that's Yiras Onesh. But awe is a different type of fear. And the Nesiva Shalom says, and this type of awe of Yira isn't only Bishas Achet. Type one is only, I'm about to do something. No, I'm not going to do it. Yiras HaOnesh. No, this is constant. Just to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we say an Asher Yatzar, we should have Yiras Shamayim. To recognize how the plumbing is working well. Right? When we're able to do anything. Right? The first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. First Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Right? What was the first word the Ramah says? Shivisi Hashem L'Negi Samid. Source number 14. Hashem is in front of me. Who klal gadol b'tor b'malos ha-tzadikim, asher ochel lefnei Elokim. This is a klal gadol that of those who walk in front of God. To recognize that Hashem is always there, that leads to Yiras Shamayim. Once heard a mashal, Rafael Waxman once mentioned this. Imagine if the Chafetz Chaim was your roommate. What would the morning look like? First, I would make sure to always wear my mask, and I would always make sure to make sure that I come in very quietly. But how would I look like? There would be an awe. There would be I'm with somebody of Chafetz Chaim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. Again, it's harder to feel it and make it tangible. But that's the type of yira that we have to recognize. You know, it's a recognition and a cognizance. It's not a fear, really. And that's a constant mitzvah. It's a cognizance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. Ki ein yeshiva sa'adim v'tenuosa v'asaka v'ulavada v'beso, kishi yeshivasu v'tenuosa v'asaka v'ulavada v'melakado. Right? If we always recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make mistakes. Right? We were all, just to make it lamaisa a little bit now, we were all, each of us were born into this generation. Right, our great grandparents didn't live through Corona. They weren't supposed to. We were born into this, at most, we should call it a headache, Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this is our avoda. Our avoda is to be Ovdei Hashem to the best that we could be, with the headaches and with the craziness and with the zooms and with the you know, who knows? Remember, my wife was talking to my father recently. We were talking about how much school the kids have lost over the past whatever, and zooms and this and that. So my father made a comment about, you know, it's crazy how are they going to make it up? They miss so much time. So my wife said to him, says, "Well, you give us hope. Can you give us hope?" My father was on the kinder transport. He didn't learn Aleph basically. He was 10. From 3 to 10, he's written over 50 books about the Rambam, medical ethics. So like, "Daddy, you didn't learn anything for 6 years in terms of Aleph base. So you're our hope. You're our hope." You know, I mean, you didn't watch YouTube for hours every day, but you know, I don't know if that like kind of like ruins things. I mean, it does ruin things for sure, but whatever. But we have to recognize that everyone is born into a certain generation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it. But we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and that's the first Rama on Shulchan Aruch, that we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there in front of us, and that if we act differently and we talk differently, this Yira works better with Ahava. As we said, to have Yiras HaOnesh work with Ahava, that's kind of tricky and challenging. Hard to feel love when I'm just scared about getting punched. But if it's Yiras HaRomamus, just the awe and not the fear, that works a little better. And that's reflected in the words of Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos. I might have mentioned this in other Shiurim. Rabbeinu Yonah there talks about the Gemara in Brachos Naf Lamed, where the Gemara talks about the Pasuk in Tehillim, V'gilu bir adah. Celebrate and rejoice in trepidation. V'gilu bir adah. What does that mean? How do you celebrate in trepidation? Is he either gila or ra'ada? What does it mean, v'gilu bir adah? There's a gorgeous Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, where it's underlined in 15, Sha'afal pisha eitzel basar v'adam ha'yir v'asimcheim davar v'hipucho, even though regarding human relationships, yira and simcha are opposites. If I'm in a state of yira, I'm not in a state of simcha. Even though sometimes some people under the chuppah have simcha and yira, right? They're like, "What am I doing?" But they're very happy. But it's not the same second. Hopefully the simcha is overriding the yira. But shebishosha adam mafachim izulatahu omid nirta v'doig, when a person is scared, he's jumping away, and therefore he's not in simcha. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein enu kein. Our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like any human relationship. Adaraba, kisha adam, this fits exactly parallel to the Rambam we saw up above. Kisha adam is boni bigdulaso. When we think about the greatness of Hashem, the yare mipanov, yismach the yogil ba'osa yira, we're besimcha in the yira. Vibresha be'em se'isa misor lakayim mitzvos, because through it we're awakened to do mitzvos, v'sas v'ne'elas pekiyum, and we're happy and we celebrate. She yodea kischaru ito, because we realize how great Hashem is. So this type of yira is a very different one. It's not what's called yiras achet, but it's what we would call yiras aromamus, and it could work together with ahava and yira. It could work together. I went. It was a little out of order here. I wanted to switch it, but I didn't get to switch it. If you skip for a second, the Hemek Davar, the Netziv, in Source 20, highlights then maybe this is the type of yira that was reflected by Avraham after the Akedah. Because Avraham had yira and ahava. Says the Netziv, if somebody you love asks you to do something crazy, like the Akedah, so you'd probably turn to them and like say, "Why? You just tell me, I know we have a very close relationship." But says the Netziv, if somebody that you love, you also have yira from, you're in awe of, let's say one of my Rebbeim asks me to do something. I might love my Rebbe, but I'm also in awe of my Rebbe. And if my Rebbe asks me to do something, even if I have no idea why they're asking me to do it, I'll probably, hopefully I'll do it. Because there's a Ava and there's a Yira. Says the Netziv, that was the Yira after the Akedah. It wasn't just Stam. We know Avram was Avram Ohavi. Avram was all about Avas Hashem. But says the Netziv, it was this other aspect of Yira that made Avram not ask. Not ask. If it was just love, it was always a melech. But he didn't ask. Because it was about the balance of the Yira and the Ava. Some say the Ramah quotes in Shulchan Aruch, I didn't give this to you, the Ramah quotes the idea of shuckling. Shuckling is not just a thing we do. Right? It's a thing that the Ramah quotes because it's an expression of my whole body is serving Hashem. Kol et mosai tomar na Hashem yichamocha. But some of the Bali Musar also say that it's about Ava and Yira. Ava, Yira, Ava, Yira. You know, when you go up, it's Ava. When you go back, it's Yira. It's the balance. And that's how we live. And that's the Yira's Haromos. But maybe there's a third idea. Yira's Achei, Yira's Haromos, that's discussed by many. But maybe there's a third idea. Yiras hachet itself. Fear, I would go back to that first translation. Fear of the chet. What does it mean of the chet? Recognizing that everything Hashem tells me to do is for my benefit. And if I do something wrong, it's not that I'm going to be punished, but memela, it sullies my neshama. And it distances me from Hashem. So it's not about an external punishment that's going to come on because of the chait. But it's the chait itself. Right? We all learned earlier this year, Tosfos on Daf Beis and Yevamos, Derecheha Darchei Noam. The Torah's ways are sweet. If we realize that, we realize that mitzvahs are sweet. Mitzvahs are good for us. And averos are metamtem us, and averos sully us. And impurify us and distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a third type of yira. Just, I'm scared not of the mitzaveh, that was number two, being in awe of Hashem, but just recognizing that lashon hara or being mevatel, doing something without kavana, it could only be good for me to do things properly. Right? The Besil Sharm talks about this in Parak of Dalet in Surah 17. Yesh yiras ha'onesh. And then he has Yiras HaRomamus, but look what he says in the third paragraph. Hinach roa hayachas hagadol shemin Yirazu v'Yiras HaRomamus, here's Zacharnu. Ki atachlis v'shneim shol lasos dover negarum kvodi yisparach. You don't want to do anything against Hashem. Amnam, what's the difference? Haheflo shemineim shababuro techashiv kimin acher. Ki Yiras HaRomamus hu b'shas hamaiso b'shas avoda. Oh, but parakah there. Yiras HaRomamus, we think about when we're about to do something. But Ach Yiras HaChet, line 23, he bechol eis ubechol shah, bechol rega hu yore pen yikasho v'yasa dover ochatzi dover shi neged kvodo ratzon yisbarach, and that's going to distance me, and that's going to impurify me. Rav Soloveitchik talks about this in a number of his writings in Al HaTshuva, right? He talks about, might be familiar with this, that a chet is both mechayev and metame. A chet is mechayev, it obligates me, an onesh. But it's also metame me. The relationship is not the same. But if I wronged my friend, I could ask forgiveness and they'll say, I forgive you. But the relationship is not the same. Right? We messed up. And we're going to have to do a lot to get that trust back. Right? If we mess up. That's Yiras HaChet. The Yira of the Chet itself. And we have to recognize that mitzvos are there, right, to purify us. There's a medrash. Shloninu mitzvos el tzarif hasabrios. I think we had a sichas chaim this year, last year, about why there are so many mitzvos. There's so many mitzvos. What do you need so many for? Right. Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu lazachas Yisrael fila chaver l'tarav mitzvos. Just give us 10. Isn't that like a better schus? 6, 13. That make it harder, more challenging. So one simple answer is that no, the more mitzvos there, we believe that mitzvos are all for our benefit. That's a different type of yira. Says Yiras HaChet, Yiras HaOnesh is number one, as we spoke about. Yiras HaRomamus, the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something much more positive, something that works with Ava, recognizing how amazing Hashem is, but that's a Yira that we feel small, but it works with the Ahava. And number three, Yiras Hachid, recognizing that everything Hashem commands of us is something that is good for our neshama, and we have to try to give. So what are some strategies to put this into our lives? These are the three, and just thinking about it. First strategy is just to talk about it, then to think about it, then recognize the different types of Yira. But a couple of other strategies before we finish. Number one is just to opening up our eyes. The Nesiva Shalom says that Yira, did I give this to you? Yeah, 21. Yira is the same words, letters as Ri'iya. Just looking around. Trying to open up our eyes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. You know, it's easy, and again, it's easy to complain when we're lacking something. It's easy to complain when things don't work out exactly as I want them to. It's harder to recognize Hashem when things are going well. And things are, you know, breathing and, you know, everything, normalcy. You know, I think probably over the last couple of years we've had less days of normalcy than probably the first, I don't know, 17 years of your life. Right? There's a lot more days where you don't know what's going to be that day. And who knows? But we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all ways. So number one is just to open up our eyes to try to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness and recognize that everything is part of the plan. Everything is part of the plan. Every little thing that happens to us, you know, is out of our control. Right? If you can't sleep at night, or somebody has a headache, or you have to learn b'chavrusa on Zoom and it's really challenging, and whatever it is. Or if somebody ends up in bidud, I've been in bidud for 13 days. Baruch Hashem was out today. But anyway, that's number one. Just to open up our eyes. Open up our eyes. Number two. Remember what Tosva said. Tosva said earlier in Bava Basra, we go to Yerushalayim, we see the Kohanim, we Levim. They inspire us. We have to surround ourselves with people who bring out Yerushalayim in us. Because who we hang out with and who we, you know, choose to go away with, you know, where we choose to live, that itself has a tremendous effect. Right, there's a story told in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Mem Zayin, of one of the Amoraim that went on a vacation. He forgot his learning. If you take it literally, he couldn't even read the Pasuk of HaKadosh Zalachem. Question about whether you take it literally. How could one of the Amoraim forget how to read the Pasuk? But either way, the message is that we have to recognize the importance of chevra, the importance of surroundings, the importance of choosing who brings out the best. Brad, I'm sure you remember sometimes your parents telling you, I say it to my kids, there are certain friends that bring out the best in you. And there are certain friends that don't bring out the best. So your shemayim is the same thing. We have to try to put ourselves within chevras of that bring out Yirat Shamayim. Connected to Chevra, but not just Chevra. And this is crucial. It's easy right now. But this is a message that we have to remember for a couple of years from now. In life, one always has to have Rebbeim. Whether it's a rabbi or a rebbe. Or a rav. Whatever stage one is in. Right? When somebody becomes a balabas, and they're in their mid-30s and 40s, they have a couple of kids, and life is... Things come up, one always has to have a Rebbe. And just like every Rebbe has to have a Rebbe. It goes back. Because that's what keeps us with Yirat Shamayim. Remember Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef was about to do something. And what happens? He sees his father. That was his Rebbe. Tzibus Diokno B'chalon. He sees his father in the window. And that's what keeps him on the straight and the narrow. Right? Every once in a while, you know, when I'm near my Rebbe, it's like you get like an inspiration injection. Try to be, whether it's your Rebbe, whether it's Klal Yisrael's Rebbe. Right? Rav Shechter was here last week. I'm sure he gave a zillion shiurim, even though he was exhausted, but just being near him. Right? Being near great people. Not just friends-wise, that was the first point. But being near people who we look up to in terms of a Rebbe, that's something that defines us. Right? The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Zayin has a fascinating discussion of what is an Am HaAretz. In the days of old, there was a halachic Am HaAretz. Not now, we use the Lashon, oh, he's an Am HaAretz. We should never say that, but you weren't allowed to bench with an Am Haaretz in the days of old. So who is that? So the Gemara has different opinions. Somebody who doesn't say Kriya Shema on purpose. Somebody who doesn't wear tefillin, doesn't wear tzitzis, doesn't send his kids to yeshiva. Last shita. Achirim Omim. Afilu hu kara v'shana v'lo shimesh tamal chacham hariz Am Haaretz. Even if he's a big tamal chacham, but he doesn't have a Rebbe, hariz Am Haaretz. Everybody needs a Rebbe. And we shouldn't look at certain Gdolei Adar and say, oh, but they didn't have a Rebbe, they learned by themselves. They're Svarim with their Rebbe. You know, when they say, who was Rebbe Yashav's Rebbe? You know, we're not asking kashas on the Gdolei Adar. You know, they had their Rebbeim. Their Rebbeim might have been 200 generations earlier. But you know, for us mortals, you know, we each need the Rebbeim. That was obviously, remember, Korach's problem. Rebbe Soloveitcher talks about that. He didn't think anybody needed a Rebbe. He can make his own decisions. But that is crucial. Two more points. Again, talking about strategies. Number one, just opening up our eyes, looking around and trying to see Hashem in the world around us. Number two, who our chevra is. Number three, Rebbeim, rabbis always connecting to them. Number four, the Bnei Yisachar points out that there are certain mitzvos that inherently have Yiras Shamayim in them. And therefore, if we focus on those mitzvahs and just take those mitzvahs seriously, so then that's something that could help us. So, for example, he talks about Azvi Aresa Mialokecha Tainu Teis Charecha Shetava Blipcha Yiras Shemayim Ki Man Kachomi Dikna Yekirta Veloka. He talks about Mipnei Seva Takov, standing up for elders. Right? We're the only country in the world that has that on the buses. Right, you've seen that? Mipnei Seva Takum. It says give up your seat to the elderly. But why does that bring Yiras Shamayim? Yiras Melkecha, says the Pasuk. Because that's, you know, you recognize that I'm not in charge. I recognize that there are people that are closer in the Mesorah. Tefillah, obviously. Appropriate davening. Kaliti Yiras Shamayim. Brachos. I didn't give this to you, but the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos talks about why do we make brachos all day? The Rambam says, "Kedei liyira es habore tamid." I think I mentioned in the past of Shlomo Zalman. Somebody once came to him to ask him for a skula. Rabbi, I need a skula. I need a yeshua. What do I do? You know, we live in the skula generation. You know, how many times should I say Tehillim at the Kotel? How long should I fast? Somebody, so Shlomo Zalman says, "I don't know. I'm not a skula now. I'm not a school man, but I tell you what I do when I want to get a yeshua. I try to say my brachas with kavana. Imagine the types of people we would be if we would say our brachas with kavana. If we would say a quarter of our brachas with kavana. By the time we wake up in the morning and we're a little bit at the davening, we've already said 20 brachas. There was Balabas of mine now was listening to these little shiurim on davening. So he says he can't daven anymore because like he gets stuck every three words. He thinks to the depths of it and all of a sudden the minion is like 20 minutes ahead of him because he realizes the depths and the meaning of every single, like just Birchat HaShachar. Just going to Birchat HaShachar. Okay, Echev, Rematar, Asur, Mabash, Arum, Somech, Nofim. Each one of those. Somebody sent me a WhatsApp today. Barach, Matar, Asurim. For 13 days. So he sent me Baruch Matar Asurim. He saw me jogging. I'm like, thank you. But you know, even that I didn't have the best kavana this morning. You know, but imagine the types of people we would be. That leads to Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim means an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. Right? If we could sum it all up, it's an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We're aware of so many things in our life. Let's try to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, I wouldn't focus on the Yiras HaOnesh, though that should be in the back of our minds. But the other two are crucial. Right? The Yiras HaRomamus, recognizing Hashem is involved. And Yiras HaChei, recognizing that all the mitzvahs are there to bring us together. And again, and the way we bring Hashem into our lives, a lot of it is by learning Torah. Right? The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's likes and dislikes. Right? It's Hashem's autobiography. Right, so we recognize that by studying Torah and living, right, and engulfing ourselves in these years in yeshiva, this is really ammunition and setting the stage for the rest of our lives. Right, so we have to use every single day. whatever the situation is, wherever we find ourselves, to make sure we bring Hashem into our lives as much as we can. We have that yira. And by Hashem, we should be able to fulfill this mitzvah tmidi as tamid as we can. Again, we're not perfect, but as much as we can, we should try to be able to do this, the three types of yira, and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. Okay, we'll start. Shkoyah.